This is Christopher again with Jonja.net. Across from me is the lovely, the talented Anne Lockhart, very popular in the original Battlestar Galactica, Lieutenant Sheba. And also looking through your biography and filmography, you are, and always have been, one of the busiest people I think I have ever come across.
Well, gee, you know, gotta eat.
But a lot of your projects doesn't even look like so much more of the, I gotta bring food to the table. You look like you have a lot of actual passions and things
do.
You enjoy doing.
They're fun, yeah.
You do the horseback riding, rodeo riding, is that right?
I've been riding cutting horses, and I team pen, and I run barrels, but I run barrels badly, which is sort of only for comedy relief. But I've been doing that for, 20-some years now, for charity rodeos, for children's charities.
Fantastic.
And we've raised an awful lot of money doing that, and particularly I've been working with the Autism Treatment Centers of Texas for close to 20 years now, and I do the roundup for autism every year. In fact, there's going to be a 30th reunion Battlestar Galactica cruise.
Fantastic.
And it's going to be in September. It's called Galacta Cruise, and you can find it on the internet. And it'll be in September of this year, and we will be partially benefiting the Autism Treatment Centers of Texas, which I'm very, very honored that they agreed to, you know, go with my personal love charity. So
that's wonderful.
That is fantastic, and it's a fantastic cause to be behind. So yes, and so I have with me a fan, so I will pass this on to the lovely Joni.
Definitely. We went to the fans so that, you know, we could get some of your questions answered. They're very loyal to you and the show, and one of our first questions is, I know you've talked extensively about that the initial role of Sheba you turned down, and you wanted it beefed up, and what I wondered is, what made you decide that you wanted to have the role beefed up? Was it a personal choice, or did you think at all about the type of role model that you would want it to provide to young girls and women?
Okay. To answer the first part of the question, I did not ever turn down the role of Sheba.
Oh, okay.
Ever. The first script I was sent did not have the role of Sheba in it. Sheba was not there. And it was a very, very early preliminary script. I don't even remember the name of this character.
Okay.
But it wasn't strong enough. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't really a role that I felt I could be happy doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not Sheba at all. Turned down the role of Sheba.
I see.
After the show had already premiered, and Jane Seymour didn't want to do a whole series. She only wanted to do part of it. And Glenn Larson called and said, I have the opportunity to write a new character into the show, and I would like to write it for you. Would you be interested? And I said, yes, very much. And he said, okay. I'll send you what I have. And he sent me the first 25 pages of The Living Legend, and I read them and called him back up and said, what time do you want me to start? Where do I show up? And I was thrilled.
You liked how much it was written.
Oh, that. Yeah, very, very much. She was a very strong character. I was aware, I mean, I've always, you know, tried to be conscious of what I do and you know, doing roles that you know, are at least close to something I believe in. Now, granted, I haven't always had that choice, but if you have to remember, this was in the days of Jiggle TV. Remember, everybody was in hot pants,
right?
And had, like, you know, Daisy Dukes on. You know,
well, and that's why I wondered if you consciously were thinking, I'd really like to put a positive, strong, independent, and yet feminine woman out there.
I was very conscious of that. I did not realize until someone told me years later that I was the first woman on regular weekly series television to be in combat every week. I mean, we'd certainly had other wonderful characters that were military characters that were on every week, like Nichelle, Lieutenant Uhura.
But
she wasn't,
combat.
You know, blasting her laser every week.
I
was actually
warrior.
A warrior flying in combat every week, and I never realized that, but I guess I was, you know? So, yes, I was conscious of that. I also really liked the fact that Sheba's character was very forceful, very, very sure of herself, that she was a you know, good statistician and a good soldier, but also that she had a completely, she was very inept socially, and it was very difficult for her to express her emotions. And I really liked playing that dichotomy. You know, I think in my little back brain, I always thought, well, Commander Cain wanted to have a son, and he got Sheba, and Sheba did her best to be his son, but also his daughter. But because of that, it left her very, and having no mother, you know, her mother had died, and so she was awkward feminine-wise. I mean, she was very feminine, but she was awkward with how to express her emotions as a woman, which was what was so much fun to play with Richard Hatch, because although we kind of looked like oil and water together, there was such an undercurrent, you know, playing those characters, having such an undercurrent of attraction was...
Right.
And, you know, really, I did not get up in the morning and wash my hair and head off to the studio thinking, today I'm going to influence a generation of young women.
Well, let me tell you, you did.
Because I had no idea.
I was a young girl watching you, and I was definitely influenced. And I would love to get your thoughts on what you think about today's women in sci-fi as far as providing role models for our young girls today, if you have any thoughts on that.
Well, I think there's a lot of really good stuff out there. I believe what we're seeing now, it reflects the times, and I see stuff that's a lot darker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't
Definitely.
Have. There was an optimism about
the original
show. Our show. It was a family show, and you really got the feeling that we were a family. Mm-hmm. On the Galactica and all the other ships, you really got a sense that we all really truly cared about each other. And I don't know that I see that, what's the word I'm looking for? A warmth. It's much darker, but our times are different now,
yes.
You know?
And there was hope in your show too as well, I think, in the original show.
Yes, but I also think there's hope in a lot of other science fiction that's out there now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that hope and optimism is expressed darker. Darker is the only word I can think of, but I think it has to do with the change, what's happened in our world since then, and the political climate, and the fears we as humans have now are much different than the fears and the concerns we had in the 70s.
We thank you very much for taking the time to sit down with us today.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Ann Lockhart. You're listening to Janja.net.